We study from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, item 16, inner reflection. You can ask questions at cub.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, page Nun Chet in Hebrew, inner reflection, Instaklut Pnimit, item 16, Tet Zayin. The light departed entirely because there was no other vessel of reception other than Bechina Daled. Therefore, since she diminished her desire from Bechina Daled, the light departed from the three former Bechinot as well. That is because they do not have other vessels of reception with which to hold the light. Even the lights that do belong to the three previous Bechinot must be received in Bechina Daled, because they do not have their own vessels of reception. Thus, because Bechina Daled stopped receiving, the entire light instantly vanished.
This is a sensation within the Kli. The light doesn't depart, nor coming, neither leaving, not all of a sudden, and not gradually. Rather, all is through the detector, to the extent that he detects, according to his deficiency only. Hence, the desire is blocked and opened. Just like a shutter is closed and open, and then accordingly we are feeling whether it exists or not, the light being the pleasure. Hence, all that is only with respect to the kli, the vessel. There's no movement in the light, rather only in the vessels, meaning there's no change on behalf of the Creator as the good that does good, rather only the kli, the vessel, by opening and closing his desire. He opens and closes his desire in accordance with, if he rule, control his desire, then he opens it or closes it only in order to guard that the Creator is good that does good. If I will open my desire slightly more, I will not feel it as good as that he is good and does good, then I'm closing the desire. I know that all depends on my desire, on my discernments, in my ability to be wise enough, because everything is only with respect to the desire. Hence, what does it mean that he's in spirituality when one guards itself not to come to being wicked, rather constantly justify the Creator? And how can I, by not giving, allowing myself to open desires in which I cannot reveal the light or justify the light as good, meaning I'm only opening my desires to bestow. Thus, I'm in adhesion with the Creator and a certain portion of my desires, and the other portion, well, not as yet, until they too will be revealed, as will be corrected. What does that mean? That in them there will be the quality of bestowal, and then according to the equivalence of form, as in them there will be a desire to bestow, and the Creator is a desire to bestow, then I will discover him as good. This is what it's called, to see only the good, and the rest to seal. Restriction and a screen. And this is our work. Hence, the fact we are in a state that we're like in a moody state, it is considered that one does not know how to hold himself, how to hold himself, by to guard himself, rather, by being only up to that degree, and that's it. And opening himself only towards the connection with the Creator. So this is the whole work. These are all the degrees, everything. This is like a valve with which we need to work constantly. Yes. Well,
It sounds like in life, to know, to receive in limit.
That's correct. It is called to work above reason, to a certain way and degree.
Like a child needs to learn how not to eat too much or not to sleep too little.
Yes, however, here you're making a calculation with him and not with yourself. Yes. Amikam, but to the point, yes?
He writes that the lights in the feeling, they depart because Bechinat Daled is not whole anymore, meaning the desire is not whole anymore. And the lights depart also the three previous Bechinot as well. The question is, wasn't there wholeness in the four phases of direct light either, where the shame was revealed?
There is no question about it, because as yet there are no discernments and there is no creature, there's no one to talk about shame or no shame. You cannot relate to a drop of semen as you relate to a human being, because it hasn't evolved as yet. You need to have a person that have evolved, so have a certain way and mind, and then you can treat it as a person. Hence, in the four phases of direct light, we cannot relate to it because it is all in the emanator, and there's not yet the emanatee.
So basically, there are two states of a Bechina where there is no question, a Bechina that already has a question, and then the lights which have no vessels, seemingly.
So
the question is, what is the meaning of that state?
What state?
When there's also a state where the lights exist, where there is no question, and they do not exist in a state where is a question.
I don't know. You think about your own philosophies. We're learning what is written. Everything with respect to the Kli, we are speaking only about the Kli. You constantly begin to ask with respect to the light. We are not asking about the light.
No, I'm asking from the perspective of the Kli.
With respect to the Kli, you cannot ask about the four phases of direct light because there's no Kli as yet. The Kli is the fourth phase, Bechinat Daled, and from it onwards we begin to study. And what is attained prior, it is attained, it's not that we attain it as four phases of direct light, rather from within the fourth phase we attain what is seemingly as her ancient root, but we don't attain the four phases of direct light.
So perhaps that helps to clarify the question, Bechinat Daled that does have lights, but has a shame, and Bechinat Daled, which does not have lights, but she's also restricted, she has no wholeness.
What's the difference?
So the difference between those two Bechinat Daled, what is the meaning? Is there a meaning?
There is a meaning that Bechinat Daled, the fourth phase, once receiving the light, it is called Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel and Daled of Daled itself. And the Daled, there she discover there herself, and she consequently have shame, and consequently of the shame make a decision how to get rid of the shame. And the way to get rid of the shame is either I get rid of the light, or I get rid of the shame itself, or that I get rid of the host. I don't know what to do. The host And the fulfillment is one of the same or not? If they are two separate things, then go away, host, and I receive the feeling and that's it. But if they're one of the same, and I feel shame, so maybe now we'll work only on removing the shame. That's it. Meaning, I don't see the host. He owe me, he created me, etc. Let's say. However, now in the fourth phase, once she feels the shame, once more there's the development of four phases. There is no achlat, decision, no sensation. You have no being that will not have four phases in it. Hence, post-shame, now with the shame, Bechinat Daled, fourth phase, once again make a revision. Yeah, like a restore of what has happened to her, who is the emanator, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, with respect to shame. She's now looking at it. And what does she say? No, I'll do it. Not because I will feel shame. No, I will use that shame in order to bestow upon him. I honor that shame. I want it to push me even further so that I will be able not to get rid of it. Meaning the screen is not with respect to the light. The screen is with respect to my inclination to cancel the shame. And I don't want to cancel it. Now, I'm glad that I have such thing. I call the Creator good that does good also because of that. Because look what He did for me. He gave me the opportunity to raise above that nature, this lower nature, and raise above it, do higher calculations. And then, and these are the four phases that evolved within Bechinat Daled after the shame. And then she makes a restriction. And the restriction, for that reason, is not about getting rid of the shame, rather about removing the light. And we see it has nothing to do with one another. What does that mean? The light departs. I don't want him. I don't want it, but the shame remains. Hence he writes that the shame is available only for the high exalted souls and not for just amikam. You see, we need to come to these discernments. Hence, we are guarding the shame. What else have we got other than shame? All this pride, the ego, all the things we want to attain and control, honor, envy, and lust. All in all, it's the components, the elements of shame. And then we don't want to get rid of it. On the contrary. The Bala Sulam or Abasha writing, the Creator sent shame particularly to unique individuals that He loved them, for the public to put them to shame and disregard them, that specifically He gave them such events, such cases that to despise them in the eyes of the public. Well, that's... That isn't simple. So, the restriction is an addition of power that assists me in working with the light and with the shame and with the host and with my desire to receive with those four components in the right manner, that now I'm arranging everything together in my control. So this control of mine is called the restriction. And then there is a calculation to what extent to realize all those elements of the shame together, and then I come out with the right move, the right action towards him, and then I have the degree of adhesion with him. Nice. I was able to express it.
There is a situation where this system or a system of consideration should be opposite, meaning it should cancel this order in order to reach something else, because basically the shame becomes a means all of a sudden.
No, I'll put it differently and you will understand it. All the time we are speaking about developing from above down, constantly an addition, understanding, awareness, delving in the purpose of creation with respect to the creature. Hence, we are saying that all the partsufim are descending from above down and not in return. Now, well, what do you mean in return? we'll talk about later. All right, let's continue for the time being.
Adam Yudzayin, Adam 17. There are only the first three Bechinot in the light of the Kav. After the light leaves by reason of the restriction, Tzimtzum, she drew light from Ein Sof once again in the form of a Kav. It means that only a small amount of the light is drawn, containing only the first three Bechinot of the will to receive, without Bechinat Daled. We've explained that there are no vessels of reception in the first three Bechinot of the desire, Ratzon. We should therefore ask, how can light be received without vessels of reception? After all, these three Bechinot do not contain any form of reception in them. Moreover, Bechinat Daled, the only kli for reception in the Patsuf, is only here as a Kav.
The question is not a question. This is how it is said. But now he will explain to us what are the three b'chinot, what is the reception in three b'chinot, not in the b'chinot daled. And we understand that this is a play on words. They cannot be in the three b'chinot, which is the quality of the creator. It's not even the creature yet. The creature is always b'chinot daled. In every place, in every patsuf, in every structure. Hence, what does it mean that we are speaking of receiving only in three b'chinot? Please.
Adam Yudchet 18, explaining Zivug de'aka'a. Since the Tzimtzum comes only from the emanated, Ne'etzal, and not at all from the Ma'atzil, emanator, the upper light is not at all meticulous about that Tzimtzum that the middle point performed. Because of that, it is considered that the upper light descends to Bechinat Daled as well. But Bechinat Daled detains it from appearing with her, within her, due to the prior Tzimtzum on Bechinat Daled, before that light came. The books call this state Zivug Dehaka'a. It is like two objects, where one wants to break through and pass over the fence and the border gvul that the other erected. However, the other stands firmly against it and prevents the first from trespassing. In that state, each of them is found to be striking on the other's gvul, border. It can also be compared to two solid matters, because the nature of the liquid lets other things permeate and mix with it. And soft matters, too, let other matters permeate them a little and push their upper shell. However, with two solid matters, one does not let the other push the other even a little. As a result, when two hard objects meet, they beat each other, and the encounter itself is the cause of this beating. The same applies to the expansion of the upper light from Ein Sof. Its conduct is to fill Bechinat Daled too, in the same way it is in Ein Sof. For that reason, the light does indeed come down to clothe Bechinat Daled, but the force of the Tzimtzum on Bechinat Daled detains it and does not let it descend to her. Consequently, this encounter of the upper light with the force of the Tzimtzum is called Zivug De'aka'a. This means that each of them interrupts and detains the passage of the other, because the conduct of Or and Sof is to fulfill Bechinat Daled, and Bechinat Daled herself has the conduct of rejecting the upper light and not receiving it.
Meaning, all that we have is a desire. When we are feeling the desire, we can also feel we can feel the previous bechinot preceding the desire, meaning where it come from, who organized it for me, in what manner did he create it for me, what does he want from me, what qualities does he have, and why did he do it to me, as he has, so that I will have the same desire. So all these discernments are called for bechinot, for phases. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zir, Anpin, and Malchut. Or ten sefirot, doesn't matter how we detail them. In which I am feeling the origin, being Keter, his qualities towards me, his attitude being the sefirot from Chochma down to Yesod, and the way back of what does he want from me, for he has created the desire to receive because he wants to give. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Yes? This is, and he wants to give. And then for someone to receive, he creates Malchut, so that in Malchut there is a desire to enjoy Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. She has a desire for it, because this desire was built specifically by Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. And then it turns out, oh, Chochma Bina Ziranpin towards Malchut, eight sefirot, even mini Chochma Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. It's one of the same, doesn't matter. All that exists between Keter, the emanator, and Malchut, the emanatee, the emanated. Everything else below Keter down to Malchut is the emanator's attitude to the emanate. And within the Malchut there is a place, meaning a desire, chisaron, to receive all that is in those eight sefirot, from Keter down to Malchut. What is happening next? You listen to what I'm saying instead of putting the hand up all the time. I don't want to hear while I'm explaining. You put your hand up so you don't hear what I'm saying. I don't want to hear your wisdom and such questions. This is not the way of learning. This is not how we learn. You have something more important than what I'm saying. All right, I agree that this is how you're thinking. But I don't want to see it. When Malchut evolves by those Sefirot that come to her, she has a desire to receive precisely for them, so that by working with them, with those Sefirot, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, she works with them correctly. If she works with them correctly, she can be filled up and feel then the root of her feeling, that it brings her shame, that he is entirely bestowing, he is there thinking about her, everything aimed towards her, and then from the sensation, his sensation, the sensation of him, she receives an addition. Look, in Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, in those Sefirot, there is no shame, or the cause for the shame. The fact that Malchut, by receiving them, enjoying them, and within that pleasure begin to feel the giver in the four phases of direct light. This is how it happens later on. There is a prohibition after the first restriction. But by receiving, due to the nature of the abundance that is available, that within that abundance exists the sensation of the emanator himself. As he says, in the house we can learn, in a home, we can learn about the mind and the thought and the desire of he who built it. And then we would know him. then she come to know him, and that bring her shame. And then she's working in shame, not with respect to these sefirot, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvot, Tifer, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, rather with respect to the source of the shame, being Keter. This is the work of Adam, because that evoke in her the desire to resemble the Keter. And all the rest of the Sefirot, just like the Creator created them in a form only to evoke shame in her. And doesn't matter what he gives in those Sefirot, rather to evoke shame. Accordingly, she uses all these Sefirot, all this abundance. Not, doesn't matter what's happening in there. She rises above the desire to receive and above the pleasures she receives here with respect to the emanator. As the main thing is to use the shame in order to reach him. Meaning, zivug de haka'ah occurs if the desire to receive and if the pleasures in it that are in the light, or with, not if. And then what is happening, they receive from the light, Chochmah, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gvuah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, not the pleasure that is in these lights, rather the qualities that are in those sefirot. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, these are qualities. Meaning beside the pleasure that is in each and every sphira, as the abundance, there is the light being the quality of bestowal. This is what Malchut received. So Zivug de Haka'ah is the scrutiny. What am I taking from all those things? Let's give another example. The host posed before me salad. He put, and I really like it. He created me in such way. Tomatoes, cucumber, some pepper, capsicums, olive oil, salt, and lemon juice. Alright, doesn't matter. You want eight, make it eight. That's it. I, meaning, a great pleasure is coming to me. I'm taking this pleasure and make a restriction upon it from each vegetable, from each element in it, as Chesed, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gvura, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, all in all, it is accumulated together. What am I doing? I'm taking from there the attitude of the Creator towards me. He wants to give me capsicums because He loved me in such way. Or lemon, or tomato, a cucumber, etc. In each and everything, I'm taking not the pleasure, rather, his character, the manner of his attitude towards me. You understand what is scrutinized? We are scrutinizing not the pleasure that's coming to me from him, rather, I'm scrutinizing him, his attitude. From your actions, we know you. How will I relate back to him? I must, due to his pleasure, to extract his attitude. Why did he create me in such a way? Why was he giving to me such pleasures? Who is he that I can learn? That judges nothing more than his eyes can see. How will I learn him? So when I learn him in such manner, when I extract from within each and every sephira, the internality, the host is right in there. He who gives me within that pleasure, I find him, I come to know him by each and every b'china, each and every individual light that comes to me, and then I am performing a restriction about the abundance itself, about the pleasure, and make a calculation to what extent I can resemble the host in return. I'm not doing a calculation upon the intensity of the light only, rather upon how much can I resemble him. And this is called returning light. I reply to him his attitude and not the pleasures themselves. However, in his attitude, meaning the pleasures that are available are the same pleasures. The fact we increase them 620 times is due to me. Me inserting it, my discernment. Is that clear? In each and every zivug daka, it's 620 times. And then in general, this is how it is. So, because we are coming to the element of what is zivug daka, only to open up a bit more that term. How does it happen in our work? Hence, it's like when we have he give it in many examples. If I will receive from a great person that I appreciate him as great, as a little present I receive from him, I appreciate it more than receiving a big present from a small person. It all depends on the appreciation, not in the abundance itself. It's the same abundance, the same light that fulfilled Malchut Ein Sof. There it's nefesh de nefesh, rather. All depend on what am I finding? How do I extract, just like from the shell within it, that sits the emanator, the host. And with respect to his attitude, I'm working in equivalence with him, meaning the calculation is in my concern, in my zivug dehaka, is to what extent I can compare myself to him, and not with the abundance, what he gives me, cucumber and tomato, and I give him back my pleasure for my guts. I ascend from the degree of the beast, being the light within the desire, to the degree of Adam, in the relationships between us. This is how it is for the time being. We will open it more, but for the time being, this is Zivug Daka. Yes, Sayakoka.
Can I ask about the Zivug Daka? How does it work with respect to the friends?
It's also the same, that I'm not relating to what's occurring between us, what passes between us. Rather, I relate to the extent by which I'm capable of opening up the friend's heart towards me. And it all depends upon me. And then I'm working with him, with respect to him.
From the host, he wants to give you pleasure. And sometimes you see your friends as opposite to you.
Well.
So how from seeing him opposite, I find the right attitude?
No, so the creator you see is the opposite. If you see the friend the opposite, then you see the creator opposite also. However, you'll not be allowed to see him in such way, as long as you will not overcome the disturbances, the obstacles in your sight, and you will be able to see all the friends as good and not to relate the creator, because all in all, they are the means in between you. How could it be? It's like the adapter. It's like so you put guards and policemen upon you. Who are they? What do you need it for? Not to allow a person to enter the king or important person, because it might harm him, right? So as long as you what does it mean to harm him? He has claims about the world he has created, meaning as long as you are not accepting the world that he created in which you live, meaning when you want to be a righteous, to justify him, and this is in work with the friends and with all that he gives you in this world. Someone did bad to you, someone causes you some shame, or people disregarding you and all kind of things. And and really touch such strings in you that you are incapable of tolerating until you are not raising the importance of that connection with this emanator beyond your sensations, you'll not be able allowed to see him. You might as if harm him, basically harm yourself. No?
So at that point, what is the work? Only to increase them? My work with the group at that point?
In your work with the group is to try and see them as the greatest of the generation.
And only then can I reveal their attitude to me?
After that, from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. You cannot reach the Creator before you get along with us. Work yourself out with us. And this is how it is.
Which force do I have to sort out is attitude after I restrict the pleasure? Because if I restrict the pleasure...
Once you perform a restriction, specifically then you begin to scrutinize with what relationships equal to him, in what manner of attitude can you be equal to him.
But then I don't have fuel left.
The shame gives you fuel. The shame gives you fuel. If it wasn't for the fuel. In our world, the shame is egoistic. I'm only working because of shame in this world. Otherwise, I will walk naked all day. Or, best case scenario, with some pyjama all day long. Would I need anything else? I'm clothed, you know. How many garments I have? And have a look. My closet is just bursting. Why? I need for this and for that. I have maybe 50 ties. This depends where I'm entering. So I would look honorable. So they would see me, this and that. Well, in nowadays it is a lesson in the world. But before it was more so. Because everyone started realizing that all those things. It's like we are moving already to the next degree, hence we're not considering it that much. But before, people regarded the clothing as, wow, it's expensive. So they don't see the person, they see the clothing. Accordingly, they see how much money you have, how much you understand things and everything. So, meaning the shame, well, why do I need to earn many folds over and over, more and more? Everyone goes overseas to have a rest, so how come I would not do like everyone else? Everyone, say, drives some car with 8 doors, so how come would I drive a car with only 4 doors? You see, and one more. It's only shame. And also between countries and nations and the whole world, it's just shame.
Yes, but a shame is a higher degree after you receive the pleasure.
That's what distinguish us from the animals. Hence we are higher than them, or becoming worse than they are, or that we can ascend beyond them only by shame. There is no other motive power. There's no other motive power. If you're speaking about food, sex, family, also in that, let's say, the shame necessitates me to move with respect to the environment and money, honor and knowledge, the humane pleasures as money and honor and knowledge above it, it's also shame. Even with respect to the Creator, it's shame. I feel myself as lesser than him. In everything, it's shame. It's the shame. We have nothing more than shame. In every place, had it not been for the shame, I remain on the animate level. I'm an animate. The little baby that has no shame is truly a little animal. To the extent that he begins to feel shame, if you can measure shame in him, doesn't matter with respect to what and whom. This is when it begins to be Adam, hence a person. Hence we see how they begin to feel shame, etc. That's the degree of man. Restrictions we are performing upon ourselves, it's all shame. And we need to work above the shame, meaning whatever is in our life in the animate degree, leave it alone. Work only with respect to the environment, with respect to the society, so that you will be able to open up your nature without shame under the condition you're clothing it with respect to fellow men.
How do you do that? With which force do you do that?
You should ask. Ask from above. There is no power. But the power to ask, power to annul, is in that shame. Now, here comes the question. What size of shame do we receive? Shosh. What shame can I develop if I enter the right environment? By it, I develop the right shame. And that develops me. This is called the influence of the society upon man. Or that the influence of the environment is by this, by that, do this, do that. When I feel shame. When I don't have this or that and that, I don't have because they say, well, you must have it. And where am I? Or it's the right environment that tells me how to reach something, to bestow and love and chibu. It's also shame that I don't have it because I depict them as the greatest of the generation. I don't want to do that. Why? Because I'm suffering. But if I can really imagine that, then I have shame. This gap is shame. We are always working only with respect to shame. All in all, that shame, a term, this is how it is called, the gap. Well, there is more discernments to it. There, it's a sensation, it's understanding in mind and heart. Now, just think. For example, in the workshop, we can discuss it. The shame is... What is the shame that is that was created in Ein Sof, that we received it due to the sensation of the emanator, and we felt there that is good that does good, and with respect to good that does good, we felt the thought of his creation, and corresponding to that, we felt shame, and then all the first restriction, all the things evolve. And what is the shame that we received by the breaking of the vessels? That seemingly in the breaking I received to receive in order to receive instead of receiving in order to bestow. So what shame then was formed within the kli? Yes? And what shame is revealed here from below upwards? What forms of shame? They are really... unlike one another. Hence, only from below upwards, when I scrutinize my state with respect to fellow men, I discover a unique shame. Hence, it is called from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. So that with the creatures, I discern the shame. And from that, I come to that shame with respect to the Creator, to the sensation of the gap. So, but the creatures are me. Meaning, it is an integral part of myself, yes, that only appear to me by the shattering that they are different to me. Meaning, the shame is a result of the breaking, yes, of this cut off, how shall I put it? This cut off, this tear, this cessation that occurred between us, yes? Meaning, this particular shame that came due to this breaking is the right shame. Not that shame that is there in Ein Sof and all that, rather, because here, it provides the right discernment between the desire to bestow all that I wanted wholeheartedly to bestow, wholeheartedly. However, the Creator put a stick in my will when I received in order to receive, and I enjoyed it, meaning this is the greatest gap that can occur. And then, due to that, now I can come to the scrutiny. Well, there are more discernments in it, but just for us to understand that we are constantly working with the shame. We came to Zivug de Haka, so here it's truly the... It's a must to understand what is the zivug upon and what is the hakah, the striking, the hakah in the desire to receive and the abundance that fulfill it, so that all that I'm doing is in order to raise myself to a screen and returning light. Hence the screen and the returning light is the fulfillment, and not the fulfillment of the vessel, the kli, that it is a desire to receive, and its fulfillment being the direct light. This is the animal degree. However, when I get a new kli with a new fulfillment, being a screen and returning light, this is the degree of Adam, when I build one atop the other, meaning man and a beast, the Lord would save. I'm well mushy.
You told us about the relationships between the creature and the Creator. Where in that picture the creatures begin? Where is the root of it? Everything is nice. There's me, there's the Creator, everything is clear, the relationships. Where do we have souls from all of a sudden? Where is the root for it? In four phases of direct light, or where?
The root of the creatures is Malchut Ein Sof. However, it's only the root. The extent to which it needs to evolve and discover the discernments that are in her by dividing into all kind of parts, so that in the gap, in the contrast between those elements, they begin to arrange between them in such manner that the most inner part in Malchut Ein Sof begin to receive feeling and mind and all kind of discernments, experience through all kind of events that it goes through, by which it receives Chokhmah and builds for itself a sufficient number of discernments, so-called Reshimot. This is all Malchut of Ein Sof. There's nothing more than Malchut Ein Sof. All the discerns, the shattering, the worlds ascend back to it. This is all stewed within her. As we are saying, as if from Malchut Ein Sof later on evolved down below and then back upwards. It's none. It's the same circle, as we learn, in which there are 10 circles. Later on it become a Kav, that Kav expand, till it expand to the Holy Gul, that everything is under one Tzimtzum, one Masach, and returning light. It all occurs within the same creature. However, in further depth, its own depth. Hence it is called an inner wisdom, that we are constantly delving further into the same matter, which is the desire to receive. Yes.
So it's clear to me, there's me and how I relate to the Creator. Everything is clear. Where do we have additional discernments, people, souls from? Where do they emerge from?
In your self, in your I.
So, okay, where is it? It's in me, where?
Right, so he created you, and in the light is all these discernments, in the thought of creation.
Once there was just me and the Creator, and that's it, or?
If you start saying it in such way, okay, you can say it, but it's not what. So this is what I think currently. Just as Adam who builds a house, he has a person when he builds a house. Suddenly he has, all of a sudden, a thought. This is something we don't know. This essence we don't know. And later on, maybe it is revealed. I don't know. We have to attain, all of us, where does this initial point come from? We can't scrutinize right now. However, all that occurs below it, we can speak of, because it's already with respect to us. Because from that point onwards is our root. There we exist. So therefore, from there downwards, we can talk. And this is something we are talking about as from that same point as is a thought. What else does he need other than a thought? Everything clarified by the thought. He needs no deeds. Rather, in order for someone to come and will attain him, that same point, that same dot, he needs all these actions, seemingly. So in that very same point, now occurs the process, the development, the of the same point that is evolving and stewing within Malchut Ein Sof, restrictions, world, everything. It is the same point, meaning with respect to the Creator, there's nothing more than his thought about the creature, nothing else. So the very moment that the thought was formulated, if you could say there's anything before it or after it, but let's not talk about the term of time, but if we are speaking about that point, beyond it, he needs nothing. Neither matter, no actions, no nothing. Everything else beyond that point of thought, why we say the thought of creation in action, in practice, that later on emerges, we speak about it as in potential, as a force, because we have no words, we need to say something. So, in that very same point, everything exists. And only with respect to it, there is some development. Yes?
With respect to me, where did it came from?
From the same thought.
Meaning, other than me, he created other people, souls.
Whichever way you feel. You are feeling now that you are talking to me, right? You could say, yes, you are talking to me. On the other hand, you can say, I heard that it's not quite it. That it is my desire that came out of me and present itself as if it doesn't belong to me. And then I as if speak to it just as I can imagine in my thought. All kind of characters and how they are in some kind of connection between them. Mushi, that's it. This is what I'm asking. I have thousands of desires, mine or not mine. Now I feel them as not mine. Let's say later on I feel them as my own. So was there once just one desire? Rav, you will never feel that they are not yours. You feel that they are completely disconnected to you and opposite and hate and rejection and everything. And on top of it, love. You will never feel that they are truly yours, because by that you are canceling the depth of the kli. Well, yes. If there are many of you, it's better from there.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, the shame is a feeling of an emotion of something between me and something external to me. When I correct my desire and feel everyone as part of me, the feeling of separation disappears and the shame as well?
Shame turns into honor and love, but the sensation of gap, the preceding one, must remain because it provides the intensity or the degree of the connection. The baby that cleaves to the mom, right, there's a connection. But in what desire on his part? A little animalistic desire. If he'll remain cleaving onto her, not physically like a beast, rather emotionally devoted to her. Just like now physically is devoted to her because he must be, otherwise this is his whole life, this dependency. Then it is considered that he is on the degree of Adam. Yes.
Alexander from Moscow is asking, why Zivug Daka? Why can't he have a softer interaction, more gentle, more tender?
These are two opposing things, the desire to receive and the desire to bestow. Hence, in the desire to bestow is in zivug, and in the desire to receive is in the striking hakah.
Many from Be'er Sheva is asking, in our world we don't feel or see the Creator. Can we learn about Him from things that happen to us in life? Can using life is like zivug de'aka?
The Creator is something very simple. What does it mean we're feeling or not feeling it? If all that happens to me, also within me and outside of me, for all I can even imagine myself in each and every moment of my existence, that what exists has an inner root and a software that is constantly revealed, this is called the Creator. This is called the Creator. However, we could say, just like Bala Sulam explained, that we think about this upper force that arranges everything in the world, that has no feeling and no mind, and it just revealed like that. It's like the types of beliefs, yeah? Like in the article, the peace. So we are trying to go through all those discernments, yes? Well, the people believe in this and this and this and that, until we discover Him in all the intensity. How? From your actions we know you. From within our vessels, in which we discover in each and every action, by doing specifically that action, basically we discover within us the same root for that action. What am I asking of the Creator when I'm raising man? Tell me. I'm asking the following. Give me the ability to be like you. Yes? This is what I want. What for? I want to understand you. I want to feel your internality, how you are within. From the actions, from your actions we know you. And then, it's not just that I will do some external actions like you. From within, I want to be clothed in me, that very same character, that thought. This is what we need to come to. And there, the adhesion occurs. Yes, well?
Shame and adhesion. These are two sides of the same coin?
Yes, yes. If we are delving in shame and we are feeling its root, I said that it's the upper half of Keter. It's where the emanator shows himself, his attitude towards you. Hence you have shame. And it doesn't matter even though you have blocked yourself. You say, I don't want. Why after first restriction there is something extra? I stopped receiving? No. Shame says that he is giving, he bestows, he is loving. The shame is with respect to his attitude towards you, not upon the action. Otherwise, that's it. I'll stop. I don't want to receive from you, and I'm going. If by that you cancel shame, you haven't cancelled anything. He loves you. Did you compensate everything with respect to that? Did you complete everything with respect to that? So you did it even worse. You despised. You disregarded him. Hence I'm saying the first restriction is the worst of the worst. But we'll move to the next part. You see how much? Well.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
מצב מאושר בעולמו של אדם המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלה השיעה בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הוא שדורש אהבתנו. אם מתאמץ עכשיו, מים בקלים את מוקב, לעבוד מעט את צימונו. כל שיגע בו אתמול, פג נשרף לו הכל, מחדש מתחיל עבודתו. על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו. על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה, הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו. תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו. תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו. אין עוד מצב נושר בעולמו של אדם, המיואש מכוחות הבזרון. הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלא השיער בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו. על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו. על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה, הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו. תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה